affirm our commitment to implement all conventions and declarations that promote sustainable development, and in particular, the African Convention on the Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources, the Declaration of the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, its principles and its programs of action, also known as Agenda 21, the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, and the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity, the United Nations Millennium Declaration, and the Millennium Development Goals. Welcome the upcoming United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development, Rio+20, as an important opportunity to urgently reaffirm commitment from government, private sector, civil society, and community leaders to sustainable development that provides for economic, social, and environmental security of current and future generations, building upon the outcomes of the Summit for Sustainability in Africa. Reaffirm our commitment to the African Consensus Statement to Rio+20 and the Malabo decision of Africa's preparations for Rio+20 conference are concerned that the historical pattern of natural resource exploitation has failed to promote sustained growth, environmental integrity, and improved social capital. Economic growth and human well-being in Africa will be threatened if we do not undertake concerted actions to halt and reverse the degradation and loss of healthy ecosystems and biodiversity, and to enhance society's ability to adapt to climate change and environmental risks and scarcities. Scarcities. That is what. Recognize that current development decisions are driven by fundamental human needs for food, water, energy, and health security, as well as employment of economic growth. The above mentioned development needs must be addressed with sufficient concern for each other, for their impact on our people's quality of life and our countries, ecological health and productivity, and for the eradication of poverty and inequality. Watersheds, forests, fisheries, coral reefs, soils, and all natural resources, ecosystems, and biodiversity constitute our vital natural capital and are central to the long-term human well-being, and therefore must be protected from overuse and degradation, and when necessary, must be restored and enhanced. In the agreement that urgent concerted actions be undertaken to restore and sustain the ability of the earth to support human communities to ensure the long-term integrity of biodiversity and ecosystem services in effective protected area networks to mitigate environmental risks and scarcities, and thereby to contribute to the prosperity of future generations. These actions must be led by countries as the tenet of their sovereign self-interest and in alliance with the community of nations, respecting common but differentiated responsibilities. Recognize that the above mentioned actions must increase our knowledge, technology, tools, and capacities to value and manage natural capital.
Thank you for your attention.